USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visits a southern border detention center and claims to see migrants and asylum seekers drinking water from toilets.
They should be given water. They should be given basic access to human rights.
Federal officials concede that the detention centers are cramped, but they're denying most of what Ocasio-Cortez claims to have seen. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
I'm glad she's saying it's horrible down at the border. We've been saying that now for 2 years.
Gidley blaming Democrats for not agreeing to change laws that are drawing migrants to the southern border seeking asylum. President Trump's campaign and the GOP raising $105 million in the year's second quarter, giving the president a big edge over Democratic competitors who've divided donors in the 2020 presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Trump saying the U.S. Census plays a key role in determining how government resources are spent, suggesting that the administration may delay the 2020 survey after the Supreme Court recently blocked the administration from adding a question about citizenship status to the decennial survey. The president said at the White House yesterday,
so you can ask other things, but you can't ask whether or not somebody's a citizen. So we are trying to do that. We're looking at that very strongly.
Jury deliberations are set to resume today in the trial against a Navy SEAL accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter in Iraq and firing on Iraqi civilians. Closing arguments delivered yesterday in the war crimes trial of Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher. Prosecutors summing up their case against him by highlighting text messages he reportedly sent to other SEALs in which he seemed to admit to stabbing to death a wounded ISIS fighter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A group of Republican state senators skip town as they protest a climate change bill. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Oregon Republican state senators made national news when they left the state to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The senators were threatened by the governor numerous times to come back, and they did once the legislative session was over, and now the bill is essentially dead. Oregon Republican Senator Tim Knopf was one of the senators hiding out. He tells Fox News where he was hiding.
I ended up in four different states, but ultimately landed in Idaho at Lake Coeur d'Alene. The reason we left is because the governor said that she would arrest her political opponents if we didn't come back to the Capitol. And obviously we were having a constitutional, peaceful political protest, and we just felt like that we had to be in safe and secure locations.
The Vatican issuing a stern reminder to priests around the world. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
It's reaffirming Catholic policy that priests cannot reveal what they've heard in confession under any circumstances, regardless of any government attempts to get the information. The church putting out the document Monday in apparent response to some efforts by Australia and some other governments to get priests to open up in cases of sexual abuse. The document approved by Pope Francis maintains the secret of confession comes directly from divine law and no exceptions can be made.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.